News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, our state. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. And we're down here at Mighty Fine Foods at 299 and Chute Road. I'm here with Horseman Molly. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning, everybody.
Can you hear us, Eric?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Is there a feedback or anything like that?
No, I don't hear any feedback.
Okay, so the sound's good then.
Yep.
All right, so we're down here in 299 at the Chutes in Bella Vista. You know what? We ought to start playing that song, On the Road Again. On the road again.
I know. We got a couple more. We'll be on the road next week,
We're going to be on the road Tuesday and Wednesday next week, too. Yeah, that's right. For Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day, we're going to be on the road. And we're going to be on the road tomorrow out there for the parade out at Shasta Lake for the Veterans Day parade. But good morning, everybody. It's 7:06 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It looks like it's about 34 degrees out there today, Molly, right now.
It's chilly.
We were going to be outside, but, Molly says, I'm not going outside, so if you want to do it by yourself. So we came inside, which is great because we are in the middle of Nirvana here in Mighty Fine Foods. So it's 34 degrees going up to 70 today, and tomorrow it looks like about the same, going up to about 70, and then Sunday looks like a chance of rain, and Monday it's clearing but cloudy, and then Tuesday okay. So it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend, and especially for tomorrow for the Veterans Day Parade out at the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 10 o'clock, but you need to get there early because they have this super pancake breakfast. Have you ever been out there, Molly?
I've gone to a few events out at Shasta Lake, and I always feel like they do a great job, and their pancake breakfasts are always delicious.
There is. And then the parade starts at 10 o'clock. They're going to have a flyover with F-15 jets.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, going to come over. And then I understand the jets are going to go over a little bit further, and they're going to go down, and they're going to put on a they're going to burn out some of the marijuana fields you're on in Trinity County.
If only, right?
As part of the Sheriff Pasinko is getting rid of marijuana by using the U.S. Air Force.
Yeah.
I'm really kidding this morning, okay, everybody? It's just I'm here at Mighty Fine Foods, and they fed me their coffee here. Now, I'm not saying it's like 180 proof of caffeine, but it is. So
it's delicious.
Is it? Okay, good morning. Hey, Spencer, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Spencer, what a beautiful Siamese cat you have there.
I did bring a really pretty cat this morning. You're missing out again.
I'm missing out again. Well, you know what? This is two Fridays in a row. I realize that. But next Friday, I think I'll be back.
Well, we hope so. So this morning I brought with me King Julie. King Louie. He is a three-year-old Seal Point Siamese. So he's got that real dark chocolate face and the dark chocolate body with a nice cream chest and cream underside of his body. Really amazing cat. He came into us as a stray about 3 weeks ago. And unfortunately, his people never came looking for him. We named him King Louie because he's just got that type of personality to where he knows he's royal.
Aww.
Is he, does he have those blue eyes or?
He has these bright baby blue eyes. They're gorgeous. I personally have a Siamese and I'm drawn to them. I love their personality because they're a type of cat that has a personality that's not like any other breed of cats.
Well, you know what? Ever since I saw Lady and the Tramp,
yes,
it's been kind of like, we are Siamese, if you please. And then they got Lady in trouble. So,
King Louie looks just like those.
Hey, does King Louis get along with everybody?
King Louis does. He's a great, relaxed, chilled bat cat. I mean, you get him out and he just wants to rub on you. He's one of the headbutting cats. If you're not paying him any attention, he'll come up and headbutt you until you do start petting him.
Aww, I want to take him home.
Okay, so now you have the owner, have a new owner. Molly wants King Louis.
Well, all she's got to do is stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road or give us a call at 241-1653, and she can make him a part of her family today.
There you go. Now, you got any specials going on, buddy?
Starting next week, in honor of Veterans Day, we are offering discounted adoptions for all of the public. We're doing $75 dog adoptions, $50 cat adoptions. For any veterans, we're also offering another significant discount to any veteran or currently active military personnel. And it's our way of saying thank you. And, you know, we do always honor our veterans, and we will always offer discounts, whether we're having a promotion or not.
Hey, I also understand that Mark Story is going to offer a little tattoo for any bulldog that comes in there, and, you know, so a Marine Corps bulldog, and put the Marine Corps emblem on it.
I don't know if I'd let Mark tattoo on me.
Okay. I know he's listening. He's going, why is he saying that? Why is he saying that? Anyway, Mark's going to be a co-host with me on, I think, the 17th of this month, too, so that ought to be fun. Okay, well, look, that's great. Thank you so much, Spencer. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for what you do. Have a great weekend.
You bet. And look, this Siamese cat sounds like a great one. You know, are the eyes, like, slightly crossed like Siamese?
Believe it or not, his are not crossed. They're perfectly straight, but most Siamese have that deep blue, and his are like a light baby blue. They, like, almost glow.
Wow. Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow, today, at 1:10 p.m. at Watson Gym over at Grant School, they're having a Veterans Day program there for Thank You Veterans. So I think is that your school?
It's my kid's school. So I'll be there.
What are they going to do there?
All the kids write letters about a veteran in their life. And they have pictures, and they get to present them. We have veterans that come out, and it's a really neat thing that the kids get to do, and they get to thank their veterans. And we also bring all the candy that's left over from Halloween that they're not going to eat, and we send it off to the troops. So they collect it all that day, and it's a really fun event. And I will be there, so if you want to stop in and see the kids, and we'll all thank you. And
I want to remind everybody too. We've got a lot of troops deployed still in Afghanistan and places of danger. And President Obama is putting more and more people into Iraq. It's slowly but surely building up there again. Kind of reminds you of Vietnam. He's just put 50 SF guys over into Syria. But we have thousands still in Afghanistan. And let me tell you what these packages mean. When we get them, and we're all tough Marines or, you know, tough guys out there, you get these packages. And in these packages are these beautiful little cards from kids. Mm-hmm. And you know what all these tough Marines, all of a sudden all these cards and all these little messages are up on the walls there. And what they do is, because come to any Marine or come to a unit, and then everybody opens those up and they put them and we share them. So as you're going out on you're coming back off patrols, you've got things there that you can have. And it's just a thought, but it really means a lot. It means a lot to us to get those, but you know, especially from the kids.
And the kids really enjoy. My kids have been excited all week. My son came home and said, "I have to write a paragraph about Grandpa, Mom." So we did, and we got a little picture. So he was very excited. And you know, I think it's important to teach our youth, how many sacrifices these men and women do for us, and it's important to raise them knowing how important that is, and to be respectful and thankful.
That's right, and to understand that, you know, the veterans don't want anything special, but they should be, you know, they should be appreciated. So a lot of times a thank you, and even that can be kind of, thank you for your service. And I think my answer has always been, it's been an honor to serve this country, and frankly, and it is. But to this is that time of the year that we can't forget, and I don't mean to bring it down, but you know, we're still losing veterans at 20 to 21 a day from suicide, and we've got to reach out, we've got to do better at that, and with the VA and families and friends and organizations, and part of that is coming back and not ever getting back into the swing of things. And we can do better than that. But things like this, when, you know, they're noticed and they're appreciated, it means a lot. So good on you, Grant kids. Also, from today, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, out at Fat Daddy's Gourmet Barbecue, they're doing a fundraiser for a family whose father was killed in a tragic accident. And 20% of all the funds raised today will go to the boys, three boys. And the family will be there at 6 p.m., but it'll be doing that at Fat Daddy's out at 942 Hartnell Avenue from 11 a.m. today to 8 p.m. Tonight. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here, of course, with Molly Kidd. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Molly's got one eye open. And but she, no,
I'm here.
Yeah, no, she's always here. And when we come back, we're going to have Kyle DeFore on here because we're down here at Mighty Fine Foods at 299 Deschutes. Come on down. Have a cup of coffee because I guarantee you, you have a cup of one, like three sips, and you're going to be like, okay, I can do the rest of the weekend on this. And I'm looking at all these great things plus breakfast down here. So,
yes.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Molly Kidd, it's Friday. We're down at Mighty Fine Foods at 299 at Deschutes Road in Bella Vista.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on CNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Molly Kidd down here at Mighty Fine Foods at 299 and Deschutes Road. This morning at 7:19. It's a beautiful morning. It's a little bit chilly, like about 34, going up to 70 today. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. our friends out there, where it's our customers are warm friends, and they are. They take really good care of people. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, and I'd like to say that. Oh, 365-3793. Last night we were honored to spend the 50th anniversary of Chuck and Judy Kenney. Were there last night. Linda was entertaining last night out at Wind River. Great show. Scott Lewis just nails. Scott Lewis is just outstanding. Joe Larson, of course, on trombone, and then the Bluebirds, Bruce Kalin and Bobby Baramontes and Pat Karch. But it was just a great night. A lot of people out there dancing. Food was excellent, but the 50th anniversary of Chuck and Judy Kenney, owners of Shasta Gas Propane. So, you know, a big shout out to them, and heard the story. It's absolutely fabulous how they got together and got married. So, again, happy anniversary out there. But now we're here with Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods. And how you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Good to be with you.
Good. I tell you what, I just love this place. You know, one of the things I like about your store is that the aisles, you can get by the aisles without, you know, fighting somebody. I mean, you've seen those stores, right? I mean, that if you've got a cart, then it's going to be a fight to see who gets through.
Yeah, it's like a destruction derby at some of these places. You know, I try not to have too much stuff sitting out in the aisles. We'll have some shippers for candy or stuff like that, you know, displays and stuff. But, you know, I've got enough shelf space to get everything I want on there. I don't need to create a traffic jam.
Okay, so I call this place the world's largest convenience store, mm-hmm. and it is. And because you can jump in, but you've got everything. I'm sitting here looking at breakfast. You're serving breakfast now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make our own breakfast by hand, fresh every day. You can get a biscuit sandwich, a English muffin sandwich, or a bagel sandwich with sausage, egg, and ham, or bacon for $2.49 to $3.49. We make all our own breakfast burritos, and we've got a daily lunch special under $5. So we don't do any of that freezer stuff in the microwave here.
Well, that's good. Then of course you have with your deli, you have lunch all the time then. And then today is barbecue day.
Yep, it is the last barbecue day of the year. We barbecue every Friday once the weather gets warm and until it gets cold. And today is the last day we're going to do it this year. And we're also going down to our winter hours. Usually we stay open until 11 on Friday and Saturday. This is the last weekend we'll be doing that until the spring again. But, yeah, we barbecue tri-tip, ribs, chicken, and we do hot dogs for $1.
Hot dogs from $1. Gee. You know what? Everybody has a little guilty pleasure, right? I'm looking at Molly. I'm going to ask Molly later what your guilty pleasure is, kiddo. But my guilty pleasure is hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if Linda doesn't watch me. You know, I know, and there's little hot dog stands around town. You know, I've been known to kind of like surreptitiously walk up to the one in front of the post office and surrounded by all the transients. And what you do to be able to get in there is you take a handful of nickels and you throw them off to the side. When you all run over there, and I run up and get my hot dog. And I get it, you know. So, or now I know that they're $1 a piece.
Well, you know,
we'll be here.
You're talking about guilty pleasures. You know, we've been here for about 3.5 years. My dad built the store in 77, and we sold it in 01 and ended up getting it back in 2012. And the first 6 months that we were back here, I gained about 20 pounds, and it was mostly egg rolls and jalapeno corn dogs.
Oh.
So I've learned to temper that and have a little moderation there. But when you got food this available to you all day, every day, it's a test.
Well, no, I think it's like people who work in a chocolate factory or something, and they encourage them to eat all they want. Mm-hmm. And they do for like the first week. And after that, they could care less because they know they can get it all the time. So after a while, you can. I know Molly's going. I wish you could see Molly's face. I said, you can eat all you want of chocolate. And Molly goes, anyway. Hey, okay. Now, do you have specials every week, or is it just your prices are always pretty special here?
Well, you know, I will put my meat prices up against anybody in town because my dad is a butcher by trade. He's been in the grocery business in Northern California since the 1960s, and he comes in and cuts the meat for me, and we have another guy who does part-time when we give him a day off, And so, you know, we pass those savings along because we don't pay the butcher. So you will not find better meat prices in town. We'll cut them any way you want them. We'll do custom orders. We do bulk orders.
I was going to ask you about that. Okay, so a lot of times you can get one of those big filet, you know, bulk, and then he'll cut to order them for you.
Oh yeah, we get them in, and you know, of course they come in big slabs, and you cut them as thin or thick as you want them. But we'll sell you a whole side of it and give you a break on that if you wanted to get.
Well,
a
usually
bunch
you can
of
pick up. Yeah, you usually can get a better break when you're doing something like that on the cost of it overall, sure. and then if you're cutting it, and then you can get that special. You can get that thickness that you like instead of what somebody else just thinks you like.
Well, okay. it's that's the difference between an independently owned small business where the family that owns it actually works in it, as opposed to a big box store or a giant chain. Is you can come in, you can talk to the butcher, and you can talk to the owner, and you can get it the way you want it.
You know what? I think I know what that's like. You know? I mean, so because people come in and they go, well, can Carl and Linda do that? And of course, Molly sells us out, and she goes, yeah, they can do that. No, because you can't. If you're the owner and, you know what what the community wants, you can do things, and you can take that extra time, or you don't have to ask permission. You just can do it.
Yeah.
So that's great. So that's that's good to know. I did not realize. I knew a bunch of other things. I didn't realize that the being able to come down here now, and if you're having a party and you want certain, I need this much tri-tip, and then I bet there's recipes that flow along with this.
Oh yeah, we actually we don't promote it a whole lot, but we do cater parties as well. We've done some holiday parties for different businesses in town. We had a good friend of the store who was moving away a couple months ago, and we did a big party for him. Did some tri-tip and some chicken and some sides and things like that, and so that's something that we haven't really pushed a whole lot, but we're looking at doing more in the new year here.
Well, that might be another I like to think of it as another stream of income.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that, say, hey, we can do this, and we have our own meat, we can do this, we can cook it, we'll barbecue it, we'll bring it up there. You know, it'd be cool if you bring your barbecue because it's on wheels.
Yeah. Yeah,
and park it in front of your house.
Absolutely.
Okay, now I have to ask you. I talk about it, but I need to ask you. 250 different kinds of beers
and counting. I actually since we advertise on 1460, and I've had that on our ad for a while.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And since then, we've actually added another beer door. I went from 13 doors to 14 doors, so I'm probably closer to 300 now. If I haven't done a count in a while,
Molly, but 300. We have to put down over 300 kinds of beers.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your most exotic?
Well, we've got microbrews from all over the Western United States, and I'm actually getting some from the Midwest and the East Coast as well that are selling. I've got three different distributors that we get them from. We've just added. I like to add a lot of the higher end ones too. We've got some Eel River ones that are really good. Of course, we carry all the Lagunitas. Of course, all the Sierra Nevada. But other than 6 and 12 packs, I like to carry. We've got two whole doors of singles that are all under. Under $5, so you can try it before you buy a 6 or a 12-pack. You can see if you actually like it. And we carry 22s and 25s of almost every kind of beer that we have, so you can get a single.
Okay, so do you have, foreign beers?
Yeah, I've got a whole door that's all imports here. Though, of course, the ones everybody knows, Heineken and Corona and things like that. But, we've got...
do you have moose droppings?
Moose?
Beer? Moose dropping beer?
I've got one called Moose Drool beer.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Moose Drool, that was moose droppings.
Yeah, I've got that.
I thought, who would drink moose droppings anyway? But yeah, Moose Drool sounds much better.
Yeah, there's one. That company has, forgive me, Blair, my distributor, I'm forgetting the name of the company that actually does that one, but they've got one called Moose Drool. There's one called Trout Slayer. There's another one. It's slipping my mind. They've got three or four that names.
We'll go out back and look for them, and come back and let Molly. Well, Molly, you can just taste test some of these today. before 9 o'clock, and just chug back a couple of 22, 25 ounces there. Yeah, and then go to your kids.
Go
to the veterans. Go to the veterans event out there at Grand School.
Be a party there.
Yeah. Oh, look! There's a kid. Look at her. All right. Okay, Gene, how many people do you hire here?
I've got 18 people right now, and we're looking to hire one or two more. I've got some interviews next week.
I know you hire veterans here.
Yeah, I've got one guy, actually. He's just got promoted to being one of my closers. He's an Army veteran from Afghanistan.
We're going to try and get him on today, too.
Yeah, he's going to be in here a little later. I think he'll be on in the second hour for you.
Yeah.
He's one of my best guys. He came in here. You know, you hear those ads all the time on the radio and on TV, and they say, you know, hire veterans, and they
know how to be on time.
Yeah, they know how to. They take
charge.
They're worthwhile employees, and I'll be one here to vouch for that he's been, from the moment he got in the door, he's one of my best guys.
Well,
so,
you know, that's what we need. We need people to go out. And so we're going to be working together. There's four or five of us right now. They're trying to put together this a hire a vet thing and up here in North County. And so I think we can do that. You know, we want to find out, you know, what kind of jobs are available. And then we want to find out what kind of retraining areas that we can do for, not reeducation, that's not the right word, but, you know, for new skills, especially in the tech trade, because we're starting all this new tech, you know, the new tech trades out here. Mm-hmm. And, especially, you know, the Shasta Venture Hub, which is a huge success, and I can't wait to get out there for that. And there's so many other things going on. Hey, but I'm here with Kyle DeFore. He and his dad own the Mighty Fine Foods. 299 Deschutes. If you're coming rolling by here, come on by, get on the show, have coffee. It's like 160 proof caffeine. I'm not sure what kind this is.
That one's called the High Rev.
Thanks, Molly. Thanks, Molly.
Yeah, don't drink that one after 5 p.m. That's all I'll say about that one.
I mean, I need another one for 2 or 3 days now. Okay. Anyway, we got to take a quick break here. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. In the nation. Okay, this is in Reading here. It's like you got Mighty Fine Foods, which is in the top 100
absolutely
convenience superstores mm-hmm. in the world. And then you've got Shasta Regional Medical Center, top 100 hospital in the nation 3 years in a row. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation. Shasta Regional, 70 years in the business, treating people well. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Case 1460 with Carl Bott and Molly Kidd here. Good morning. It is 7:34 here on the 6th of November before the great weekend coming up. And then next week, of course, is Veterans Week. We're going to be recognizing a lot of veterans. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy goes out there. If you don't know Ted Leidy, who, by the way, just turned half a century, earlier this week, has some of the most complete CCW training that you're going to find up here in Northern California or anywhere. All his instructors are NRA-trained instructors. All of them got a lot of time behind the trigger there. And he provides pistols and ammunition for those who don't have a pistol or haven't got the right pistol for the training. And then he will help you choose that right weapon to carry. And that's really, really important, especially with everything that's going on, that, having the ability to protect yourself and protect your family, I think is paramount in today's society when it takes 16 minutes for the police to get there during an emergency. And this is not a knock on the police. This is the fact we don't have enough police and we should do something about that too. But until then, call him at 999-1822. And to sign up for lessons, or just go online to readingccw.com. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, I'm sitting here with Kyle DeFore. We're out here at 299 in Deschutes Road in Bella Vista at the best. How we can do this? Okay, this is either the world's largest convenience store. Mm-hmm. Or the world's smallest supermarket?
Well, you know, anymore, you've pretty much got gas stations and giant box stores. There's not a whole lot of grocery stores left. I like to think of this as a convenience store that happens to have a deli and happens to have a meat department and happens to have produce and happens to have deli and all the above.
Everything. So, in barbecue outside.
Yep, full service.
Hey, you know what? One of the things we want to talk about today, and this is being on Kyle and I, is this idea about hiring veterans. And next week, I know that you all honor veterans, obviously, but next week on Veterans Day, everything is what now?
We are doing a special on Veterans Day, Wednesday the 11th, so that's next week, is 10% off everything in the store, so that's just excluding gas and propane, but everything in the store, 10% off for all veterans, all active duty military, and their spouses. We did that over a Memorial Day in May as well, and, that's our small way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. We have an all-volunteer army in this country. Nobody is coerced into going. The people that go are the ones that choose a life of service, and we feel like it's important to honor that for the people who go so that we don't have to draft people and coerce people into doing things like happens in a lot of other countries even to this day. And Shasta County is one of the highest per capita counties in the United States for veterans, as far as veterans living in our area.
It's quite surprising for people. It always blows them away when somebody says, "Well, how many veterans are here?" And I say, "Well, we've got 18,000 to 20,000 up in just Shasta County out of 190,000." And people think, "Well, that's it's huge."
Yeah.
And if you think about how many veterans are hired. You know, what's the percentage of veterans that are hired in businesses here? I mean, if you had, say you've got a business, I'm just going to use business. I'll use like the city government. Say the city government, and you've got 20% or 10% of your population, and yet you've only got maybe 1% of that working for you. And if it had anything to do with race or gender or anything like that, the feds would be all over them, saying, why don't you have 10%? You know, so why isn't it diverse, and why doesn't it look like you're society here. So, but I'm not saying the city's like that. I don't know. The city doesn't know how many veterans they have working for them. By the way, I've asked them. So to me, it's one of those things that if you've got a lot of veterans here, you know, they should be, you know, we should look at getting them jobs. But the thing about it is a lot of them do have jobs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are running businesses. A lot of them are self-employed. I mean, that you wouldn't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us Incorporated. Well, I was a Vietnam vet. Mm-hmm. Shasta Gas Propane, Vietnam vet. So there's a lot of veterans out there.
Well, you know, George Washington said that the willingness of the next generation to go and fight the next war is directly related to how we treat the veterans who come back from the previous war. And we did a really great thing after World War II called the GI Bill. And that allowed people who had served in the military to go to college, to, like you said, start businesses, to create basically reintegrate them back into civilian life.
They built the world after that.
And it's one of the greatest programs that we've ever installed, and we're still reaping the benefits today. I mean, it's right up there with the interstate freeway system as far as...
That's what he started. Well, you know, Eisenhower took a look at Europe and saw they had highways everywhere. He said, we need interstate highways, and it was mainly to be able to move... Mm-hmm. Troops and equipment across this country.
Yeah, I actually, a fun little tidbit, you might already know this, being a military person yourself, but someone told me something several years ago and I thought was really interesting. Every interstate freeway, every so many miles, I think it's every 10 or 15 miles, I'm not sure the exact amount, but every certain segment of freeway, there has to be at least a mile and a half or 2 miles that's perfectly straight, so that in the event of a war, that we could land planes,
we can put airfields. You know, I've heard that too. You know, and I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if it's everywhere, but I know they've got them strategically placed.
Well, I know on Highway 55, the road to nowhere, that you could land every plane in the world there, and you'd have room,
mm-hmm.
and you never miss them because there's nothing on this road for 800 miles. You can see somebody coming from 100 miles away out there, because there's nothing out there. There's no gas stations. There's no, you know, there's no rest areas. There's nothing. It's just nothing out there. So that seemed like a good area. Anyway, no, I've heard that too. I don't know if that's true. But you know, here's the thing: it is a volunteer service,
mm-hmm.
and for the first time, the Army didn't make their quotas last year. So you ask yourself, well, why not? Is the economy's not doing that much better. So why didn't they make it? And at the same time, they're forcing thousands of people out over the next couple of years through the Obama plan for something. And so, I mean, you're losing 20,000 out of the Army, and I think it's 10,000 out of the Marines, and yet the Army can't meet its recruiting goals. And my friends, it's not going to get any better, because right now they can only take about 25% of the ones that come in now anyway that pass the mental and physical part of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm not even getting into the drugs part. So do you use drugs? Yeah. You know, I've got 215. It really kind of like negates some of it. But what I'm getting at is this, is at a certain point, you're not going to be able to field an armed force.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you go back to the draft.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I don't know when that'll be. And I would hate to think is like, you know, some of these ideas they have is, well, let's just take the ones that are here illegally and let them become citizens by fighting for our country. I mean, I think the Romans tried that and the Brits tried that. How'd that work for them?
Well, they were always, there's a quote about that, you know, we must be careful that our auxiliaries don't become stronger than our citizens.
Well,
because it's exactly right. At a certain point, all the armies on the Roman frontier kind of just said, you know, why don't we just turn around and march the other direction? I'm not saying that's what happened here.
Well,
but that's what happened.
And it turned out that their mercenaries made the chose the emperor.
You know,
you don't want that.
You know, we had, like I alluded to before, you know, the willingness of people to go and do the next one is related to how we treat the last one. The last people that came back from the last war, you know, we've got so many homeless veterans in this country and in this area. And it is one of the things where we not just as a government, because the government is supposed to be of the people, we've dropped the ball as a society on that for a long time. And there are too many people who have served for whatever amount of time, whether that was in Vietnam or any of the things that have been since then, that are homeless, that are hopeless, that have PTSD, and they're not getting the help and attention that they deserve. And deserve is the right word.
And the, well, it's not only deserved, but earned. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and a lot of people think that these are entitlements. They're not. These are benefits earned by people on active duty that have spent two or three or four tours in combat. And even if they haven't, if they, they've signed that check. And if America wants to cash that check, then they're dead. So, but you're absolutely right. So in the VA being in such a bad condition now, where hundreds of thousands of claims are waiting for years, mm-hmm. where they're finally starting to bring charges against people that would take these claims, thousands of these claims, and just put them into closets. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that when you start looking at why is it harder to get people to enlist, I think they look at that. They look at a number of things. The wars are over. Well, the wars are not over. Mm-hmm. Don't think they are. They're not ever going to be over. The war against Islamic fundamentalist and terrorist is never going to be over. So then you have to ask yourself, well, what's the best way of what's a strategy for that? Well, we've got to come up with a strategy. Obviously, this administration doesn't have it. But then it's how they read in the papers how these veterans are out there and they can't get jobs and they need help and it's not being given by the VA. So that and truly. Truly is an impact on them enlisting. I really believe that. Anyway.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Kyle DeFore, and we're getting ready to take a break from Mighty Fine. Well, we're not going to ever take a break from Mighty Fine Foods, but we're down here at Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes Road out here in Bella Vista. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Red Town Market, Civic Auditorium on November the 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're going to have vendors from all over the area. Everybody's going to be there. They're going to be bringing in everything you can do. It's one-stop shopping for Christmas. Get in there and buy all that stuff there. Linda's going to be singing from 2 to 4 that day. And Molly Kidd's going to be running around in another elf costume. So you get to see her in a little elf costume there at the Civic Auditorium. Remember, it's Red Town Market, November the 28th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Molly Kidd, it's 34 degrees going up to 70 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Are you ready for an all-new experience in medical care, where your doctor listens and takes the time they need to care for you? Then Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we don't just care for you, we also care about you. We are open to partnership health plan members and all Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. It's time to experience the medical care you and your family deserve. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare, transforming medical care in Shasta County. Locate us on the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436 to make an appointment today.
Welcome back to the radio. You know, six. Are we back now? Hello, Eric. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, are we on the air?
Absolutely are.
Oh well, thank you very much. You know, you're going to have to do things like send something to me. You know, on which you did, and I just missed it because Molly's going. Are we on the air? Hey, good morning. Welcome. I'm sorry, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're here at 299 in Deschutes Road on a remote out here, or not a remote, but on location at Mighty Fine Foods, and having a great time. Maybe we're talking about, besides the fact that this is just an outstanding place to have breakfast or lunch or or barbecue, because today's barbecue day.
Yes.
Ooh.
And they've got good food. We've sampled. They have like stuffed mushrooms, and they have jalapeno poppers, and they're fresh every day.
Fresh every day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California, across the street from C.R. Gibbs. It is a full service jewelry store of the finest jewelry, estate jewelry, anything you want. Anything from a 5-carat diamond ring, and he has a couple of those, mm-hmm. down to necklaces. And if you have, he has the only watch repair guy in this area right there. If you got anything that's broken on a watch, your watch's not working, bring it here. If you bring it anywhere else, they're going to eventually find its way to 401's Jewelry. You're not sure, you've maybe inherited some jewelry, you're not sure what it's worth, take it down to Leonard. He'll tell you straight out what it's worth. Then you can have a great conversation with him about anything. So, that's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, California, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Okay, Molly.
What's that?
What's going on?
I'm not going to be in an elf costume.
You're not going to be in the elf costume. All right. hey, yeah, Doug Lamoff, Congressman Lamoff, should be calling in at about 8:05 today, we hope. And we want to catch up on things like what he thinks about Ryan. You know, Ryan, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came to be the speaker after the one that everybody thought was lining up for it made this horrible, horrible comment about the Benghazi hearings and Hillary. It was still stupid. It was, you know, it was like, wow, you just stabbed everybody just with a 10-second soundbite, destroyed everything these guys have been working on for a couple of years, and it wasn't true. The other thing is I want to talk to him about the budget. And I believe he voted against the budget the way it went. So that's good. And so we'll talk about some other things. I think I don't know if the Congress can do anything about the high-speed rail, about being able to cut off funding to this one down here after all the things that are happening and all the negative aspects of the train to nowhere we've got going. But a lot of stuff going this weekend. And like I said, it starts with the, tomorrow with the Shasta, City of Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade. Dozens and dozens of entries there honoring veterans. Motorcycles, marching bands, all different types of floats going through there. We'll be broadcasting it from 10 to 11 tomorrow up on the reviewing stand. I don't know who we can get to there, but there's going to be a number of people coming, including There's a guy named Stephen Baird. He's a candidate for the California State Senate District 1 running against Ted Gaines. And he's very he's a Jeffersonian, State of Jefferson kind of guy, it looks like, on his ad here. And he's going to be Monday night, November 9th, at the Reading Tea Party at 6 p.m. Destiny Fellowship Church. I'm sure they'll be talking about that. Also coming up here in the next couple of weeks is, I'm sure you've heard about 13 hours. 13 hours, of course, is that time in Benghazi when the attack started.
I was just looking for the paper out of my purse when you mentioned this, because Reading Republican Women, which I'm a part of, is bringing this to Reading.
Well, it's going to be at the Reading Civic Auditorium, yes. Monday, November 16th. Now, the tickets,
a true story.
Yeah, the tickets are $35. And here it is this guy, Chris Peronto, one of the authors of this book, 13 Hours in Benghazi. It tells the story of what happened during that whole night, that was the attacks on the embassy annex, where Chris Stevens was the ambassador. Mm-hmm. And and there was a number of other people in this also in the embassy, this annex, over 23 people. They were being guarded by a very, very small number. I think a couple people that were traveling with the ambassador. But then there was a local militia of Libyans that was supposed to be guarding the ambassador, and guarding the compound, which as soon as the complex attack. Now, when I say complex, that means it's an organized attack that comes in from different directions, and with maybe RPGs and machine guns, and later on with mortars. This was not as we all know, this was not a crowd that got out of control. This was an attack. Well, the story's about these five contractors that were at the CIA annex, which was a couple of blocks away. Chris Stevens in the compound was calling for help. We are in danger. We are going to be, we're going to be killed. And the five contractors were told to stand down several times by the, I guess, head of station there or whoever it was, until the point when they heard that, that they're burning the place, at which point these five, on their own volition, went to the complex, went to the embassy annex. And then and this tells the story of the battle of getting there, getting the people out, because they rescued the 20 people, getting them back to the CIA annex, and then the fight to protect them and to protect the annex for those times. Two of them were killed, of course, and the aftermath of it. So he's going to be here to be able to talk about it. We're going to try and get him on, of course, from the radio station. But 13 Hours in Benghazi, Monday, November 16th, with Chris Peronto, the one his call sign was Tanto there. So he has got a long and varied history, 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger, private security contractor in South America, Central America, Middle East, and North Africa. So you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there because he's going to tell us the truth. And I think it's important not to hear what they want us to hear. It's important to hear straight from them.
You know what? And they're not going to they're not going to say things about what went on beyond their scope, I'm sure. But they can tell you what happened that night. Mm-hmm. And they can tell you what this was. I mean, they know for sure. I mean, when you get mortared and then they are attacking with supporting arms. This is a military type attack. This is complex attacks with from different venues, different types of weapon systems, the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Yep. The one with Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor when he was here. Wow. Yeah, he gives like a 10-minute talk, before he starts. And then where really he's talking is when people are asking him questions.
Yeah.
And he talks about how when he got blown down that hill and he just kept falling down this hill, that every time he stopped, his rifle was still there. And he said, his clothes are getting ripped off, his helmets were gone, his packs. That rifle always ended up next to him, which was saved his life later on. So what else is happening here today? Shasta Venture Hub.
Yes. They're a great group.
They are. They had the grand opening there, and on this week, on November 20th to the 22nd, they're having a launch a startup in 54 hours. What they're doing is taking, people can come in there with their ideas, and they collaborate and they brainstorm and they come up with plans. Then they develop a business prototype and a product, and they present their product and launch a business. All of this down at the Shasta Venture Hub. And they, the winner of it gets into competition with 25,000 other ones that are going on worldwide.
Oh, wow. So, like, you could literally start a business.
Oh, yeah.
Present your idea.
Present your idea, and then, you know, and maybe even find a backing then, financial backing when you have this thing. So I think it's a great idea. We're going to talk to them about that before, you know, hopefully I can get them back on here before that day. Okay, now, it's almost at the end of the hour, and Congressman Doug LaMalfa is scheduled to be on after the news break, and we'll be calling in. Unless he plans on coming down here and having breakfast with us down at Mighty Fine Foods, because that's where we're at. Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes Road down here. The world's largest convenience store. It just happens to have a deli and a meat counter and barbecue and produce. And it's outstanding. It's absolutely fabulous down here. So come on down, visit us, have some coffee, and then we'll be right back after the news. And it's 8 o'clock and with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Carl Bott, Molly Kitt.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. hiring roared back in October after two disappointing previous months. Is this a signal that the Federal Reserve needed to go ahead and hike interest rates? John Sylvia is an economist with Wells Fargo.
I think this is a strong job number, particularly the gain in wages, and I think it's going to solidify the case for the Fed to raise the federal funds rate in December.
Companies shrugged off slower overseas growth and did some hiring anyway. The results are not in yet, but some experts do predict a tough reaction from Russian President Vladimir Putin if it turns out that it was a terrorist bomb that brought down that Russian jetliner over Egypt last weekend.
If this was ISIS, and Putin believes this was ISIS, my guess is that what he will say to himself is there must be consequences.
Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies tells the Salem Radio Network it's a type of response that many wish they would see from the White House when Americans are targeted by ISIS. Two Republicans demoted ahead of next week's presidential debate are speaking out. We get more from correspondent Greg Clugston.
Candidates Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee have been demoted to next week's undercard debate because of low poll numbers. It's not good news for their campaigns, but both men kept a stiff upper lip. Christie said, "It doesn't matter the stage. Give me a podium, and I'll be there to talk about real issues." And Huckabee said he was happy to debate anyone, anywhere, anytime.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The largest, longest study ever of teen obesity surgery shows huge weight loss and health gains can last at least 3 years after that surgery. Take the case of Miranda Taylor of Cincinnati.
It was hard on me. It was hard on my family. I was very angry.
Being overweight, she says, but after having the surgery, everything improved, both her appearance and health.
I don't have any problems with high blood sugar, glucose, or cholesterol, anything.
It's a struggle for the major indexes on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 12 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
It would appear the fight for taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood, whether or not it should continue, is far from over on Capitol Hill. We get more from correspondent Wally Hines.
House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I don't think Planned Parenthood should get one red cent from the taxpayer.
On the possibility of attaching a rider to an upcoming spending bill.
I'm not going to predetermine the outcome of negotiations that have not even taken place yet.
Ryan says the best chance of getting a bill defunding Planned Parenthood to the president's desk is through something known as reconciliation. That's a procedural move designed to fast-track certain measures through the Senate.
As correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is preparing an aggressive push to try and regain ground in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Much of that effort will be on attracting minority supporters starting this weekend with events with black voters in South Carolina and Hispanics in the state of Nevada. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Senate Democrats have blocked a defense spending bill for the third time. We get more from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Democrats used a procedural vote to block the bill from advancing on the Senate floor. They previously blocked the bill in June and in September to demand a better budget deal. This time, they objected because of concerns that moving a standalone budget bill would allow the Republican majority to renege on the two-year budget agreement that Congress approved just last week. Republicans deny going back on the deal. And both Democrats and Republicans accuse each other of gumming up the works.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. Good for the environment or bad for the economy? It depends who you ask. The White House has President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry will make a statement to the media today, delivered after the president meets with Kerry in the Oval Office. It comes days after the administration rejected a request by TransCanada to delay a decision on its application for the Keystone XL oil pipeline. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Molly Kidd. Good morning, Molly Kidd.
Good morning.
And we're looking for Linda. I'm sure she'll be around here. She's around here someplace doing something here. Good morning, everybody. It's the 6th of November. It is 8:06 in the morning. And we're out here at 299 and Deschutes at Mighty Fine Foods. We're out here on location and we're watching people coming in here getting breakfast, getting ready for the day. So good morning. It's the weather, 34 degrees. Out there, maybe up to 36 now.
But it's chilly.
It's going to go up to 70 today. Tomorrow's going to be about the same. Sunday, maybe a little chance of rain on Sunday, clearing up by Monday. And then I think it's time for everybody. You can start turning off your sprinklers and you start saving even more water than we have. We've all turned it down, but it's not enough according to the state people there. So it's time to, okay, now we crank down. So you start taking showers with friends. You've got two boys, right? You throw them in the shower together.
They do.
Okay.
I already do that.
Okay. And then
they get 10 seconds.
Well, what you do is you start out with you. Okay. And then it's like in a bathtub. And then
no.
You go first, and then Jeff, and then the two kids. And then they'll appreciate that. And then you say, look, and then you take all that water that's left, and then you use it to water your plants with buckets. No, Molly? Okay. All right, everybody. All right. Hey, look, welcome to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, and it's doing a salute to the veterans this week on Tuesday, November 10th and on the 11th. We're going to be out there at Crown Motors on November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday, and the 11th, of course, Veterans Day. You're going to meet veterans from all wars from World War II all the way up and through our continuing war that we have going in the Middle East. Crown Motors is also offering 10% off their parts and labor during this entire week, and $100 off every car sold on the 10th and 11th, car or truck sold on the 10th or 11th, will go to a local veterans organization. Crown Motors is saluting the veterans, located, of course, at 300 East Cypress, your Dodge, Lincoln, Ford, Ram, Honda, and Nissan dealer. And we really appreciate what they do for our veterans down at Crown Motors. And speaking of people doing things for veterans, we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa on the line. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Carl. How are you doing this morning?
I am. We're fired up. We have coffee here that's like 160 proof caffeine. It's called Rev Up. I don't think I'll drink coffee again for a week.
Does it have proof in it or octane? I don't know which.
I'm not sure what it was. Molly was over there filling it up, and she comes over here, try this. And And Linda just rolled in here. So, Congressman, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Glad to be back home. Came in last night and been quite a lot of events the last 2 weeks for sure. Really the whole month of October and so far November. Much going on, but I think we're making headway again. So it's a reason to be optimistic. You know, I guess you start off with the speaker situation. Mr. Boehner, he kind of had the revelation when Pope Francis was in town that it just seemed like the time for him to step away. I know something he'd been thinking about for probably a year and a half, and the moment was there. His family's with him, and the time with the Pope, it just, he felt a deep conviction about that. And he had a deep conviction about serving the country, too. So I know there's plenty of critics out there, but anybody that thinks they can accomplish things easily with this Senate and with this president, then just let them try it for a while. But anyway, he's moved on, and we have a really refreshing, inspiring young man here with Paul Ryan here, who just really, in our conference meeting yesterday morning, I just continue to be really impressed and given actually hope for a new direction of things here, that he really wants to make this inclusive with all the members of the House. You know, you get to a point there where there's so much to be done at the leadership level, it's just kind of, and with deadlines and everything, it kind of gets where you have to just get it done, and, you know, guys start feeling left behind on that. And so Paul Ryan, he's going to slow it down a little bit, have more inclusiveness, have more work being done at the committee level, and we just have to start farther out from all the different things that we get hit with to be ahead of the curve. For example, we're going to try and grind out these appropriations bills that we've already had approved. Six of them already been approved out of the 12 of the package it takes to do a budget. And the target is to get that stuff done by December 11th, since some of that previous appropriation through the previous continuing resolution expires then. So, you know, there's no slowing down for the Appropriations Committee during the Thanksgiving holiday period or leading up to Christmas, and the work we have to do to process that. We have not just the six finished appropriations bills, but the additional six to go that cover all the different aspects of government, and actually have it where we all could vet these budget items instead of the slam bam that a continuing resolution puts you through to keep the government operating at more or less the same levels and not have the shutdown or, you know, interruption of whatever the important things might be contained in that, whether it's transportation or the health services or whatever that the federal government might be involved in, which I wish it was less, but this is our best process to start weeding that more effectively. So I'm really upbeat about it.
Congressman, can you hear me?
You got me?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, we have you. I think we're back. I don't know what happened.
High-octane coffee there. Kind of.
No,
well, you know what? I'm going to stop that.
We're doing a live remote here, and I think sometimes...
We're far, far away.
Even with the best of electronics, sometimes things drop out. But good morning, Congressman. We're happy to have you on our show this morning.
Glad you made it. Good to be with you.
Well, you know what? I noticed you didn't drop a line there. You just kept going. That's great. Hey, Congressman LaMalfa, thanks again for being here with us.
lot, you know, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since you have a new Speaker of the House. What do you think about that?
I'm really, really happy with him. Maybe when you were off the line there, I was speaking about him a little bit there. But
okay.
He's really an upbeat gentleman and really going to go for an inclusive, more open process than what we had. You know, as I mentioned there, with the hurricane of things that hit you as what the House has to process with a president who's really recalcitrant on trying to get anything done with us, and a Senate that's really stubborn too, you end up hitting deadlines a lot because you can't get the types of things done we want to do. And then in the budget process there, we don't want this increase in spending and other things that the Dems are always going for to happen. So you end up with what we really need is to have a longer-term, farther-ahead approach to hitting this stuff instead of it coming down to the last minute.
So what do you think of this?
Paul Ryan, by having a more inclusive process with our committee chairs and committees being involved in that, and a kind of an executive team looking from a farther distance approach to the budget that's upcoming and the appropriations bills that's upcoming, I'm pretty optimistic we're going to have a better process and, at the very least, better unity within the Republican conference. Now, the Dems, you know, they don't like what we want to do, maybe if it has to do with continuing to hold the line on spending and not allowing Gitmo to close and things like that. They seem to like going the other way. They seem to like having an open-ended budget, and we have to battle through that because the Senate can't produce the votes to get those things done, and the president vetoes it. So, like, for example, this week we did a redo on the defense authorization package here. We sent one through the House, through the Senate, and he vetoed it the other day, which is unbelievable. Because
I can't believe, you know what, that was, you know, and what was the reason behind that?
He didn't get some of the extras that he wanted in it. It was a fairly straight deal. It didn't allow the closure of Gitmo, and I think a couple other things it didn't allow were the stumbling block for him. I still don't understand for the life of me what the attraction is closing Guantanamo Bay, at least the prison portion, having those guys come into our country, into our jails and prisons and court process, and be in the middle of it here and have any more of this subversive influence come in onto our soil. It just makes zero sense. It's a campaign promise, I guess, he made 7 years ago, but, you know, of all the other ones he breaks, why don't he just go ahead and break that one and leave us in a more secure situation and not reward these guys. If there's actually anybody left in Gitmo that hasn't released, it's now back in the middle of ISIS.
Okay. All right. Hey, look, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa because I have a theory about this Guantanamo Bay thing. We've got to take a quick break. You're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning here. 34 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead, between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, DCP 31143.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations.
Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the Best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Kevin, we are here live. Phone with our Congressman Doug Lamola. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you know, we're back together, I think. Okay, Congressman.
I'm not going to forget about Veterans Day coming up weekend. We'll probably see you up there at Shasta Lake on Saturday. But I heard two of your ads rolling through there a minute ago. One of them was a Robber Ride that people can sponsor coupons, tickets for the Robber Ride for veterans to get to the clinic. And we can start a whole other story on the clinic and what goes on there. But we're on top of that with making the clinics, Redding, Chico, and others work better. And, I mean, the stories, they just continue to roll through, Carl, Linda. And anyway, but
you know, the
people
thing sponsoring that,
Robber
you know,
Ride tickets—that'd be a nice thing. But you know, what would be actually really cool? The next ad after that was for that NorCal limo. Wouldn't it be cool once in a while to sponsor a limo ride for one of those guys? You know, just have the limo pick them up at their house and take them to their thing. Just make them feel special once in a while. You know, it just struck me here. You think we ought to put something like that together, you guys?
We can make something like that happen. You're going to be there at the Veterans Day Parade then on Saturday, tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. You know, we're going to be there. We'll be, we're going to be broadcasting the parade starting at 10 o'clock, so that's going to be great. So you can stop by, say hello. You know,
I'll be trying to get a pancake ahead of that, too, you know. So we'll look for you. But we just can't do enough for them, not just celebrating on Veterans Day or you know, thinking of those that have fallen on Memorial Day. It's got to be something we do every day because they were there willing to be for us in every day of their service, whether they're out on that front line or ready to go, you know, through all the different wars and conflicts that we got to do much, much better on this other end. And it continues to fry me, what the stories we have with the VA. I mean, there's a story I think came out yesterday, the day before, where a whole bunch of veterans stopped receiving their benefits because the VA accidentally or ineptly or whatever put them on the deceased list. You know, I forget the number. I think it was tens of thousands. All of a sudden, their benefits aren't coming in anymore, and they have to go prove they're alive. You know, the old Mark Twain saying, the rumors of my departedness are greatly exaggerated. Well, why do they have to go through that? And this is just, to me, a microcosm of Obamacare. How in the world, if we can't run the VA, which is approximately 7% of the population, our veterans that have served over the years of the country, if you can't run that well, what theory is there that Obamacare can do it with the federal government running VA, that the federal government can run Obamacare for the rest of us. I mean, we need to retreat from that and do much better on the VA. And we have to battle this every single day in my office, and we're glad to for our veterans, but wouldn't it be nice if they didn't have to come to us to get the basic things and it worked in a smooth system? Anyway, that's my rant on that, so go ahead, Carl.
Okay, hey, by the way, Jamie from NorCal Limo just called in and said he'd be willing to do that, to take a vet to for free.
Well, so, I'll
your idea is already
one,
starting
Jamie.
To happen there, Congressman.
Put me down sponsoring the second one.
Okay.
Let's get a snowball going on this, okay?
You know, just in the last few days, I saw something, and I think it came tweeted out by one of your fellow congressmen. It said that under Obama, 900 Democrat positions have been, elected officials lost their jobs. Something like 27 congressmen, 13 senators,
and they shouldn't have them.
and then in this last week, Kentucky went to a Republican governor, and in Virginia, a huge win by the Republicans in the state, in the Senate there. I mean, even though that Obama is doing, I mean, he got reelected, it looks like the country is changing their thought process here. What do you think?
Well, you see it on regional levels with congressional districts that, Obama got elected in 2008 and somehow managed to again in 2012. The presidential election years are a different turnout dynamic like that. So you get, Republicans tend to be responsible and show up for almost all elections. Dem voters, they think the presidential one is important, so they show up for that. And Obama had an amazing system of high-tech tracking and turnout. People that don't normally vote, they just bug them to death and to, hey, get out and vote, and they probably promised a bunch of stuff as it's going. So, the 2010 election was a complete opposite direction of 2008. 2012 was kind of a hold, for Republicans, kind of a hold on as best as you can because it was Obama turnout. But the big problem, I just posted this a couple days ago, is that if Republicans don't get the perfect candidate, then they'll get mad and not turn out. Republicans, conservatives, people, the contrast between what the Dems are putting up in 08 and 12 and this amazing slate of candidates they're putting in front of us for 2016, when we look at the Republican lineup, we got a lot of pretty good, talented guys and gals that are on that. If you want to take the top 8, top 6, top 15, you could live with any one of them compared to what Hillary or crazy Bernie Sanders is going to give us. I mean, I don't even know why Hillary is even still in consideration.
Well, not to interrupt your thoughts there, but truthfully, we're following the what they just let Lindsey Graham. He's completely cut off for the next debate, and Christie, and who's the other one that's been taken off to the second tier. Tell me what the temperature is there among your cohorts of some of the nominees that are running. Carson, for instance, Trump, for instance, are front runners. Are people snickering? Are they taking serious consideration?
And who do you like?
You have to remember about the polls. They're talking to Republican voters, likely Republican, likely conservative voters. And so you have to, and I think the media, they don't mind putting this into a false sense of security of how well we're doing. It's when you start getting the contrast with maybe our top few Republican candidates versus Hillary or whatever the other side would have, you start getting some truth about it. And that's where they're running neck and neck, by and large. They might be a couple points up or a couple points down to Hillary. That's the stuff that you need to be worried about, because how it's still close at this point, and again, it's a year away, and voters don't pay that much attention because most people have real lives, not worrying about politics all the time. But they should. They should pay attention to politics because it happens to them whether they participate or not. That's bring my previous frustrations that less people turned out for Romney, is my understanding of the numbers, than they turned out for McCain. This, on top of 4 years of this president and the track record he had on everything, you didn't turn out because you didn't think Romney was perfect. So, well, thank you for giving us four more years of this train wreck we have. The next 14 months, you ain't seen nothing yet. Gina McCarthy of the EPA is coming out trying now to limit your use of air conditioning and the type of air conditioning you can have on top of your cars and waterways of the United States and everything else. I mean, how many executive orders? Who are they going to pardon? You know, so if you think, well, I'm just going to make a statement and stay away from voting because they're not perfect. You know what? No perfect person runs for office.
You know, so, not only that, but when you take a look at, you know, that, oh, well, you know, he doesn't, you know, I just don't think that I can support him in this or that. So we end up doing it, just like you said.
You know, that waterways thing. On the primary. If your perfect candidate is Ted Cruz or Ben Carson or Carly Fiorina or whoever it is, make that statement in the primary. But, you know, if my wife sends me to the store with a list of 10 items and I can only find 6, does that mean I come out of the store with 0? No, I'm going to buy the 6 things and say, honey, I couldn't find the other 4 stuff because I'm not good at shopping at the store. Or they didn't have that kind of brand, or I didn't want it with that stuff in it. So, you know, you finally come down to what's going to be the best thing for this trip to the store until the next time I can go back to the store. And that means 4 years from now, try and do better. Try and get a better candidate. So we have a whole bunch of them right now, but if it ends up being somebody that isn't your ideal candidate, if you're going to stay home, then you're just going to hand this thing to 4 or 8 years of whichever Democrat hasn't been indicted by the next November, you know? So I don't care what the media says about the candidates we have. Just judge what their heart is, what their record is, and what you believe
Are you leaning in any direction yet?
So. Go ahead.
Are you leaning in any direction yet for a candidate? Anybody that you kind of
my candidate,
you know,
had
I can
initially
like this guy.
Scott okay. Walker. He's already out. So, I'm
oh well.
You know, it's this phenomenon we have this year of the Donald has really sucked a lot of air out of the room with that thing. And hey, I get it. I get people are frustrated, and he's kind of scratching an itch a lot of people have with people saying things very frankly. But again, what I mentioned a minute ago is that the polling is being done amongst more devoted Republican, conservative, or even Tea Party voters that are willing to answer straight in these polls a year ahead of time. So they're hearing Donald Trump, and he's saying these things, and there's things that need to be said on immigration. Now, he hasn't been as tactful about it that in ways, but, you know, so here I am. Look at me. I'm talking about Donald Trump right now. But what has happened here is that this dynamic of people that have been outside it. Ben Carson, great guy. I got to have breakfast with him a few weeks back. And Holly Fiorina, she's been very impressive in being great
impressive
on what she says. She's very she knows what she's talking about, and she can, you know, throw a question at her. She handles it in those debates.
Yeah,
she says she wants to debate Hillary.
She holds
that would be interesting.
You know, whoever the nominee, if it isn't Carly Fiorina, they should just hire her and send her to go to debate and stand back out of the way. You
well,
know,
okay, so bottom line, here's a question. So you every day, when you go and you have to go on the floor and you're dealing in the corridors, has through any of the things that have happened with the changing of some of the governors, the changing of, you know, some of the recent Republican wins, has there been any kind of new energy, a resurgence, or any kind of change, or is it just back to the grind?
You know, there's about a two-day. I mean, for my Kentucky colleagues, it'll be a little longer than that. But, you know, we had some good things happen in Kentucky and Virginia, a few other things around the country. But you know, you go back just a year ago, Virginia picked a horrible governor compared to another Republican that would have been pretty good. They picked Terry McAuliffe, part of the whole Clinton clan bunch there. He's awful. But, you know, we did have a Republican governor miraculously won in Maryland a year ago. And so, you know, there's good ups and downs. But at the end of the day, we have to be able to execute on what we have. And in the House of Representatives, we have 246 now with Boehner's vacancy. Republicans, and we got to come together and get things done. We've had, you know, a lot of internal strife, and Paul Ryan has actually gained the confidence of the vast majority of the guys that were in the Freedom Caucus that are going to say, "All right, let's give you a chance and let's go forward here." And see what we can do. So he's not making huge promises other than an inclusive, more inclusive process and trying to get ahead of it, trying to be more dynamic ahead of time. Again, we've gotten into the rut where we've become more reactionary and there's all this stuff coming at you. You got deadlines for this, deadlines for that. You don't want to let the ball drop, and instead of juggling pins, let's have a second group of folks that are actually aligning the pins and having it more. Yeah. So it just really needed a resurgence. And so in that, internally, the elections were a positive. And I teased my Kentucky colleagues, like, what? That's good. You got rid of that governor. You look less like California now. So I think of a place like Kentucky as a place that might be a respite from this place when the state legislature's done doing a number on this place. But that all said, so there's reason for optimism, but we certainly don't have much time to celebrate in that, because there's a tough mission to do, and December 11th is an important deadline for trying to get through the appropriations bill, so we're not just doing another continuing resolution in early December, nor are you having your Congress and, you know, your House and your Senate hanging around there all December. Nobody wants that, because bad things happen, such as Obamacare happened in the Senate 2 days before Christmas some years ago.
Okay, hey, Congressman, we have to take a quick break here. We're going to be able to keep you for a few more minutes?
Yep, a few more, then I'm going to hop off and do things, so thank you.
Okay, yeah, we have an Afghanistan veteran here we want to talk to anyway a little bit later on, but I wanted to get a couple more questions in for you, but we're going to take a quick break here. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, we're down at Mighty Fine Foods, 299 in Deschutes Road down here at the world's largest convenience store. We're having breakfast because we got breakfast down here, fresh breakfast. We've got it all right down here at Mighty Fine Foods. We'll be right back.
Hello,
I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's either nuclear, coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Reading can help you make that choice, whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids. Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Reading. In business in the Reading area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tuesday, November 10th, is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
I'm all shook up. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday morning, November the 6th, 8:37 in the morning, and it is a little chilly today, hon.
Yeah, it's currently 37 degrees. I know we're going to be warming up probably by the time we get out of here this morning and be like, 45. Our highs today are going to be 67. And the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's great to be our warm friends. And that's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, and happy 50th anniversary to Chuck and Judy.
And speaking of veterans and what's happening in the Middle East.
Congressman.
You know what? We're in the middle of this drawdown, it seems like, on our military. We're cutting people out. The Army couldn't make its recruitment goals last year. We're cutting back on our Navy, our Air Force, everything. And the Russians are building, the Chinese are building, and we've got this horrible situation in the Middle East that where President Obama is sending more troops over there. What's going on? I mean, is there a sense of some kind of sense of deja vu of Vietnam going on back there?
Well, when you talk about the suits in Washington running it, you don't get a good outcome, Vietnam or otherwise. But it'd be obvious to say, in hindsight, we shouldn't have withdrawn.
We were going to withdraw. That was the plan.
Obama's
thing and Hillary's that did that.
Yeah, so we have amateurs running things, and we don't have. They're not forward-looking. They're trying to fulfill some political goal or political, I guess, implied promise that doesn't reflect the need for the stability that would have been there. You know, whether you agree with the initial idea of the Iraq War or not, it has spawned with the toppling Hussein and the toppling of the Egyptian leaders. That these guys have the wind at their back, obviously. And, you know, when you get reports back that the Russians in a couple of days can do enough airstrikes and other things to put them on their heels, and we've been fooling around with this for a year when Congress authorized a certain amount of funding for airstrikes and, this effort to try and train up some supposed allies over there that the president wanted, you know, hey, we tried to say, okay, let's do this. Let's try this at this level, since we've already got it screwed up with bringing everybody home a little too early. So it's amateur hour, Carl. I don't have a lot of confidence in what we're doing right now. And if we're going to let Russia do it for us, well, then we're already relying on Russia and other people for our space program. Are we going to rely on them for energy and crops and, Putin being a good guy? It's going to be a long next 14 and a half months,
One of the things, too, we were talking to one of the assemblymen yesterday, is this train to nowhere. I know you were fighting it while you were here.
The first bill I put across the desk in the state Senate was Senate Bill 22. It said, stop spending anything. Don't spend a dollar on the high-speed rail until you show us a stem-to-stern plan of how this is going to work, how anybody's going to ride it, how it's going to be paid for. Because they told the voters in whatever year it was, 08, $33 billion. We finally dragged the truth out of them in a hearing in November of 2011 that it was $98.5 billion, at which point I put forward the next bill to say, let's put this back on the ballot. It requires going on the ballot in front of the voters to take back their initial idea of a $33 billion rail that the state would put almost $10 billion of bonds up on. So I think the voters would happily say, let's shift this money. Our leader, Kevin McCarthy, has just publicized this again the other day. Let's shift the money from this rail thing to a needed water infrastructure thing. Wow, isn't that an idea there, Carl and Linda? Shazam. Let's put it towards things that could help get through this drought and be insulated from the next one. Yet here, Jerry Brown and these guys are still wedded to the high-speed rail and even the Delta tunnels, which don't really have anything they can move through it in a drought situation. So that's not good for NorCal anyway, but here we are. We have the ideas. We've been talking about them. That was the first thing I wanted to talk about in the state Senate when I got there in 2010, and we're still here with the Democrat majority and a governor still leading the charge, even in the evidence of all this waste and the inability. They didn't even have a plan for. They didn't even know where the route was going to go through. They want to go through the Tehachapi Mountains with one or two tunnels They have no idea what the price is. They have no idea what the seismic situation is there. It'd be the longest tunnel, I think, in, made for trains in North America ever, and they have no idea what the costs are, the feasibility, yet we're still going to spend this the public money of the $10 billion in bonds and the $3 billion matching money that wasn't even known about when the rail thing was put through on the ballot, that President Obama, through the stimulus package, they awarded $3 billion. We've been trying to claw that back and keep it in federal coffers, but it's obligated. So it's going to take, again, another regime change in the White House to try and do that, because when they had a Democrat majority of the House, Senate, and the White House, that's when they put forward that stimulus money. With it being obligated, we can't take it back until there's another legislative effort to do so. Even then, with it obligated, we'd have to probably buy our way out of some of the contracts, but I'd sooner do that for the loss it's going to take. You know, the 2008-2000 election were expensive when voters made mistakes and put these people in charge, and so we're going to pay for these mistakes a long time. But let's stop the bleeding now. Let's focus on 2016 and moving in a different direction where we can stop the bleeding and repair these last 8 years.
Okay, Congressman, you just got like a couple of minutes. Tell us, you're up there. I sense the tides changing in our country here, even though people are going, oh, it's terrible. I sense the tides changing. What do you see right up there in, the next 6 months there? We're just going to go, yeah, coming out of Congress.
We don't get a whole lot of people.
Here's your chance.
Come out of Congress, but I hope when they look at things on an individual basis. You talked about a minute ago about the elections.
Yeah.
Should put a spring in people's step, and is this a harbinger of Kentucky, Virginia, the other good things that happened around the country last Tuesday? A national election is a complete different animal. Presidential year is a different turnout. So you can think, yeah, hey, things are trending in the right direction, and then when you get into that different dynamic of a different type of election, the trend can completely blow up on you. So it's going to take, we've got a spring in our step right now, but we have to sustain that. And Paul Ryan's leadership in the House, we're going to even more so put a message and an agenda out there that the presidential candidates can point to. To say, they're doing the things over there. I mean, it's popular to bash Congress. That makes you look good as a presidential candidate or as an outsider. But if the things we're trying to do to restructure the VA, to undercut the mess that Obamacare is, so it becomes obvious to everybody that needs to be replaced, those steps that we can go forward with making sure our military can be funded. I didn't support the budget bill the other day because it had
You voted no on that. I thought that was great.
Well, it's a mixed bag. There was on one of the plus sides, there was certainty for military spending for the next two budget years, which gets it past this government, this president's tentacles to be able to play with it. That was a plus. And we wouldn't have the president weighing any more in on budget or on debt crease limits. So those are the things. The date moved past that. But the spending caps, we have two thrusts that I think are amongst the most important things nationally we've got to be doing. Taming the budget deficit so we're not continuing to add to the national debt. The number is $18.4 trillion. Now, and this thing will take it up to 20 by the time this president's gone, So if we're doing things by blowing the budget spending caps, then we're not staying on a trajectory that will help us get the balance in the near future. This year's budget deficit was a figure of $439 billion. So we're pretty happy that it's not a higher number that had been, $600 billion, $700 billion, up to $1.5 trillion, during this presidency. Now, am I happy, can I come back to you and say, hey, give me a gold star for a $439 billion deficit? No, but at least maybe a blue star for moving in the right direction and having the discipline to do so. We have to tame this thing, because already the Fed is talking about raising the interest rates on that. And the interest rates on the debt can completely eat up entitlement programs equal to military spending or equal to Social Security is equal to, so you see, we have two equally important thrusts here. Taming the annual budget deficit and maintaining military at a level that keeps us strong, not downsizing it, not doing this funny business that the White House has been doing the last few years, because it's a dangerous world. Russians on the move, China doing all their stuff in the South China Sea. We got to be an ally to Japan and help, not fight it for them, but our projected strength around the world and confidence coming from a leadership position from the White House puts a lot of people back on their heels from the monkey business they'd be trying to do. ISIS should already be over with, and here we are still messing around. Are they blowing up airliners? Many people believe so. So the Russians, maybe they'll become more motivated on that as well. But how we can have a partnership with Russia is pretty difficult because they're not about freedom. Hey, so anyway, those two main thrusts.
Congressman Lamoff, and we really appreciate you being with us every month like this. And we're really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow up there in the city of Shasta Lake at the Veterans Day Parade, Congressman.
Thanks for having me on, and you hang in there, and look forward to see you.
Oh, we're always hanging in here. You know, just remember that a lot of people, we're supporting, you know, this effort. So keep going. Keep up the good fight.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, our guest has been Congressman Doug Lamoffa. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back.
There are over 10,000 veterans in Reading who have served their country with pride. Some of our veterans rely on social services in the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs, and transportation is key to their ability to access services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Join us Tuesday at Cornerstone Community Bank, corner of East Cypress and Hempstead between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the cash drive-through event, or make a donation online at robberide.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you are sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Linda Bach. Hey, can you hear me okay now, Eric?
Yep, you're on.
Oh, okay. All right, we're back. Hey, I'm sitting here with Kyle Four from Mighty Fine Boots down here in 99 and the Shoot Road. And next week, of course, is the Veterans Day. And for Veterans Day, y'all are offering a big discount.
Everything in the store for all active duty military, all veterans and their spouses, everything in the store, 10% off. So
that's great. And so thank you. Hey, thanks a lot for hosting us down here today.
Absolutely.
And we got breakfast and a coffee and got it. Yeah, and then the barbecue's going in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's wintertime. This is the last day for barbecue.
Yeah, this is our last. We barbecue every Friday during the warm part of the year, and that part of the year is obviously over now. So this is our last day of
39 barbecue. Degrees out there.
Yeah, balmy. You know, my relatives in Minnesota would say, oh, that's T-shirt weather. So last barbecue day of the year, and then we'll also be going to winter hours after this year. We usually stay open until 11 on Friday and Saturday, but that'll be 10 o'clock every day. So
super. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Kyle. Absolutely. Thanks a lot for hosting us out here.
Sure thing.
Hey, I want to remind everybody tomorrow that it's the 23rd Veterans Day Parade, 23rd year of the Veterans Day Parade out at City of Shasta Lake. It's going to start at 10 o'clock, but you can get out there early for their pancake breakfast. Linda and I will be out there at 10 broadcasting the parade. Now, hey, we'd like to have somebody come on in here. We'd like to introduce somebody here. Aaron, come on by.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Specialist E4 Aaron Riggs, one of our employees here at Mighty Fine, one of our managers, and we're glad to have him, and here he is.
Thank you.
You bet. Grab a seat here, Aaron. Aaron was in the Army, was a Specialist E4, and was our Specialist 4, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, put that up there so they can hear you.
All right, you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. In Afghanistan.
Yes, sir.
What part?
Ghazni, RC East, about 100 miles from Pakistan border.
Okay. Yeah, I was never in Afghanistan. It was probably one of the only places I've missed, but it seemed to me the terrain there was just horrible.
Oh, yeah, it was nothing but mountains, rocks, dirt.
Have you seen those documentary Restrepo?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? Was that the kind of area you were in?
No, I was more in a populated area. We were right outside Ghazni City.
Okay, and what did you do when you were over there?
I was a Abrams mechanic for the Army, but I worked on RGs, MRAPs, Buffaloes, things like that.
And these are all vehicles that we're talking about, not animals.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know what? One of the things that we were begging for it was MRAPs and Buffaloes when we were in Iraq, and of course we didn't have them. And what those are much more armored vehicles with a V-shaped kind of almost like a boat hull underneath them, so it would deflect the blast away from IEDs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you worked on all those, huh?
Yes, sir.
Then could you drive them around out there and let them shoot at you just to make sure they work?
No, I wasn't allowed to do anything crazy like that. So,
okay, so how long were you in?
I was in for 5 years.
5 years, and came back. Are you from Reading?
I am.
And came back home.
Mm-hmm.
And looks like you're married.
I am.
You know, did you get married while you were in the service?
I did. I got married between AIT and going to my unit. So.
Okay. AIT is your advanced training?
MOS school, job school.
You know, I don't know how many Marines and soldiers get married in between.
Mm-hmm.
They show up, they leave boot camp single. They show up at their duty station married.
Oh, it's like a rite of passage nowadays.
Yeah. I know. And so then the first thing you do is you got to get them housing and all these things, but that mm-hmm. worked out okay, I guess.
Yeah, it all came together. It took a little longer because it's the Army, but, I mean, what are you going to do?
You got to just do your job and keep punching.
Mm-hmm.
Came back home. Any problems?
As far as?
Well, when you came back and assimilating back in, it seems like you picked it up right at where you left off.
Yes and no. I mean, for the first couple months, we're kind of rough getting back into the civilian eyes of it and no longer getting up at 6 o'clock for PT and doing all the mechanics work and stuff. But it's getting pretty easier now that I've been out for a while.
It takes a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the longer you're in, the longer it takes to get back out. Every so often, Linda reminds me that I'm still not in the Marine Corps and I can't talk to her like that. And
yep, I know that feeling.
You know that feeling?
Yep.
Do you do like this?
Yeah, my wife hates the knife hand.
The knife hand. See, the knife hand. You know what? When I, you know, because she goes, "What is this? What is this?" And she keeps pointing the knife hand at me.
Mm-hmm.
There's this. I'm going to send you something. Or I'll send it to Kyle, and you share it. That it's a. You remember that little picture of a little boy that said in that movie that says, "I see dead people."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says, "I see veterans. They drink. They smell like bacon, and they use the knife hand." It's just is. That's the way we talked.
Okay. Standard issue.
Standard issue. Okay. If you haven't seen the knife end, we'll put come by the station. We'll be glad to show you what the knife end is. Working here, you just got promoted.
I did.
So back home and got promoted into what? You're the closer.
I am. I'm the new shift manager.
Shift manager. Okay. That's cool. You know, this is one of the things, and I applaud Kyle and your family for hiring veterans, because this is one of the things that we want to do, too, this coming year, is to have a job fair to see if we can't get some more veterans hired around here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it would be a good thing to see how many more we can get employed just in this area.
I think there's room out there, and I think that we need to really make an effort, because I think the economy is coming back enough, but you know, a large percentage of our population up here, especially in Shasta County, are veterans. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time that we need to do that. So, and I applaud you, and I so much appreciate the fact that you served.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your service, too.
Well, you know, it's those things that you just you do it, and it's kind of like when you get out and you think, while you're in, I know a lot of times you're thinking, why am I here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a never-ending thought process. So.
But after you're out, you know, I mean, is there anybody really that goes, you know, I'm kind of glad I did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, every day I think about going back in, and if I could, I would, but I'm out, so, you know, I'm doing the civilian thing now. Got to move on.
See, what he says is, you know, when you're out, you want to go back in. I had to promise her. She said, you've been doing this for 38 years of your life, either in the military or contracting out. She says, if you marry me, that's it. You can't do it again. And that was, you know, it's kind of like a big thing right then. But I know, just like you know, I'd get a phone call, and, hey, you want to go do this? And I'm like, no. Yes. So anyway, thank you so much for your service. And, you know, another time, you know, another guy that's a representative of our people here in Reading that serves his country, comes back quietly, does his job. Doesn't wear on the sleeve that he's, you know, a veteran, but we're just really proud of you.
Thank you.
So thanks very much. Hey, tomorrow again is the parade out at the city of Shasta Lake. It, you know, it's a Veterans Day parade, and next Tuesday and Wednesday we're going to be at Crown Motors for the Marine Corps birthday and the and Veterans Day. So everybody have a great week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At long last, we have a decision from the Obama administration on the Keystone XL oil pipeline. The administration has rejected the project. The decision just being announced by President Obama at the White House. The president's decision to reject the pipeline is not the last we'll hear about it. We have more in this live report from correspondent Wally Hines.
Rich, supporters expected to challenge the decision in court. Republicans here on Capitol Hill could well try to override the decision in Congress, although past efforts to do that have failed. And there is the possibility the pipeline's operators, TransCanada, could sue the U.S. government to try to recoup more than $2 billion it says it has spent on the project. They can do that under NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Rich?
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting live again, President Obama rejecting the Keystone XL oil pipeline. Russia.